And we have Shay Altmont in studio with us right now from the Avon Lake Public Library. And wow, is there a lot going on at the Avon Lake Public Library. Shay, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much for having us today. We really do have a pretty busy summer, so we appreciate you just letting us come on and talk about what's going on at the library. So.
Well, let's start with something that jumped out at me when I read your email at the end of last week. One of your newer programs, Buffett's Slime Buffet. For those that aren't familiar with this, what's this all about?
Okay, well, I'll kind of preface it and say our whole summer reading club theme this year is surrounded by libraries rocking. So we are really incorporating heavily all sorts of music activities and building and playing and in all of our program this summer. So, of course, you know, who doesn't like Jimmy Buffett, right? So one of the things we thought we would do is have a slime buffet where basically all the kids get to come in and create their own slime masterpieces while jamming out or chilling out to the sounds of Jimmy Buffett. So it's kind of, you know, it just seemed like the perfect match, right? A buffet and a Buffett, right?
Love it. Yeah, love it. So. I like how you phrased that, jamming out or chilling out to Jimmy Buffett,
right? I guess it depends on what you do to Jimmy Buffett. I'm more on the chill side, but you could jam to it as well. So whatever they prefer. But yeah, Jimmy Buffett's kind of, you know, that's all ages kind of stuff. And just good background music for making, like I said, your own kind of slime creations. So
sounds like a lot of fun. See, I like that, slime creations. I originally thought of slime as the stuff that they would dump on people's heads, and you can't do that on television, on Nickelodeon.
I love that show. Such a good show. That's showing our age.
Yes, no kidding. Just a hair. But then, like, they started selling it in cans, and it kind of went away. So that's pretty awesome. The kids get a chance to make their own slime now, right? They can put their own little twist on it.
That's right. They can add, like, you know, sprinkles or glitter or make it different colors. And then we send it home with them. And so mom and dad can enjoy playing too, I guess. But it is nice because, you know, there are so many things on like Pinterest or other, you know, recipes that people find in magazines about making your own slime. And it's sort of like, gosh, you know, where do I have to go to the store and find this ingredient and where is that? And sometimes the stuff is a little bit unusual to come by, even at kind of the major retailers. And so we make it easy. We have all the ingredients there, supplies for all the kids and parents who are there, and they can make it pretty easily with the help of course, our children's librarians. And then take it home. So.
And a reward for some parents for dealing with the slime when it gets home this Saturday. Of course, you could enjoy a presentation, The Beatles in Cleveland. Now, an author, Dave Schwenson, is going to be out there discussing all the big-time Beatles. What's going on at this presentation?
Yeah, actually, this is really cool. Dave is pretty well-known around regionally as far as, you know, his just love of rock and roll music in general and a lot of the history. But he really ties into the Fab Four coming to Cleveland. And they actually came to Cleveland's Public Hall in 1964, and then they were at the Municipal Stadium 2 years later. A lot of people, of course, really are into the Beatles. So many generations, even kind of younger kids, are really into it, love the music and things. But they also kind of want to know, you know, locally what happened during that time period. And that was just really kind of at the beginning of that craze of the Beatles and at the height of a lot of their popularity, having come over to America and the States and playing. So anyway, he'll be talking a lot about the different memorabilia that he has. He actually has some concert films and never before seen photos and memorabilia that people can enjoy and see and ask questions about. So he's really an aficionado, an expert at this time period on the Beatles here, you know, again in Cleveland. So you know, anybody who is a fan, they should really come on down. This is your opportunity to see some historical you know, unusual historical pieces and just ask questions. So
our boss, Tim Alcorn, his ears just perked up. He's the biggest Beatles guy that I know. So he's very excited about this, I'm sure. But I think it's interesting because when you go to a presentation like this, not only will you hear some stories perhaps that you hadn't heard before, but as you mentioned, there could be some cool pictures and artifacts that you probably haven't seen before too.
Yeah, and you know, we've actually been, since the beginning of the year kicked off, been focusing on different rock bands and musicians. And the Beatles, actually, we highlighted back in March. And one of the things that we had a lot of as a part of our display that we had, and in preparation for having Dave Schwenson come, we have so many people stop by and go, I remember when. Like, there are people who live here and actually went and heard it and have pictures of when they went. And so what we find at a lot of these programs is, you know, you're hearing the expert, but you're also finding other people who have the similar love that you do of the Beatles and sharing your memories. And that is pretty exciting, actually, in and of itself, to have other people to talk to and corroborate, I guess, on stories and things that you saw. So we enjoy it.
Shay Altman with the Avon Lake Public Library is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys also have a Pop Rocks Kids Concert Series show, and you guys have something at this concert called a Nosh Pit. Now, see, when you go to concerts, oftentimes you get involved in mosh pits. This is a nosh pit. So tell us about the show and what a nosh pit is exactly.
That's right. So, all right, well, what I'll start off with, actually, is the Pop Rocks Kids Concert. Again, we have been all music kind of all year, and especially for the summer. And you know what? Why should adults have all the fun when kids can hit rock out, too? And so we started this Pop Rocks Kids Concert series as a way to introduce kids to different kind of music, but also music that is not just, you know, when you kind of think maybe specifically like just kids singing together and remakes of a Britney Spears song, because you know that happens. This is really music, everything from we've had kind of Jimmy Buffett inspired type music to that's a little more on the educational side. And then we have a group called the Shazbots coming. And so they're out of Columbus. But, you know, this kids music is stuff that's palatable as a parent. And I had kids, mine are a little bit older now. But this is stuff that I'd be like, yeah, I totally listen to this. Or another one of the musicians that are coming later in July as a part of the concert series, he plays a lot of the music that kids hear in the movies that they see with their mom and dad. So again, it might be remakes or covers of different songs that mom and dad know that was, you know, done in the 70s, but now it's been remade and kids, you know, have heard it and they're excited about it. So anyway, great music. It's all outdoors. It's a lot of fun. We have chalk and kids are, you know, like encouraged to draw and have fun. And of course, back to the nosh pit, which you asked about earlier. Again, adults do mosh pits, but little kids do nosh pits, and that's all about snackage, because we know if you have kids, you don't go anywhere without a little bit of snackage. But if you did or you need some extra, we have it for purchase at the nosh pit for kids. So
that's the nosh pit. I love that.
I know. Very cool, right?
Like the idea of the snack time, too. Shay, you guys have a lot of music-inspired ideas, obviously, from the things you've talked about here. But where do you guys come up with the idea? It seems like the library music would kind of go hand in hand, but, I mean, this is... I mean, everything you'd want to know, it seems, on music you guys are going to cover at some point.
Well, we're trying. Well, again, you know, I've kind of talked about, you know, one of our staffers actually is a huge music fan in general. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, kind of got the ball rolling. We also knew this summer that the Summer Reading Club theme, again, would be really centered around music in general. But then also in May, we rolled out a new music lending program. Mm-hmm. And so anybody who has an Avon Lake Public Library card can actually check out ukuleles. We have electric guitars. We have acoustic guitars. And we're adding a theremin and a couple other different things that people can check out. So we have just really kind of taken this music thing and went with it, because we have guitar lessons as well that people can kind of learn that beginner's 101 about chords and what to pick out. And again, it's just, I don't know, it's just one more thing that we are very excited to offer to our patrons who come. So it just, it's very natural, believe it or not, you know, aside from books and other kind of equipment that we lend out. So why not?
I mean, it gives people an opportunity, too. If they're not big into the acoustic guitar, they can try out the bass for a while, or the theremin, as you pointed out, too.
You never know. I wasn't sure about that one, but that's got like three checkouts so far, guys. Don't laugh. And actually, we actually have holds on a lot of our items because we've been circulating so many guitars lately. The other good thing is, too, people don't want to outlay a couple $100 for guitar, and especially because they might have younger kids who are like, yeah, I want to learn how to play ukulele. Well, to go out and buy a new one might be kind of expensive for somebody and prohibitive for them to learn a new skill. This way, we have parents who come in and they can check it out for their child, and they can check our instruments out for up to 3 weeks. So that really kind of gives them an idea of, you know, if they like it. We have music books as well with that, so they can kind of check that out. And then, of course, we have links to videos because we know better that, especially for the younger people, they're going online. They're going to tutorials that are on YouTube, and we're totally okay with that. And so we've even selected and have a list for people to look at about where really good resources are to learn. So that's all what it's all about, getting people to learn about new things and discover new talents that they might not know they have and become the next rock and roll star or something.
Oh, that's a great idea. I mean, I know as a kid I wanted to play all kinds of instruments, and then I'd start and say, maybe this one's not for me.
that's right. Yeah. So, and we even have, we just actually got a new drum pad, too, and a piece of equipment that basically comes up with beats that you can practice to.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So if you weren't a guitarist, maybe you could be a drummer.
See? And this is the perfect time of the year for something like that, too, because kids have a little bit more time on their hands during the summer break. So I love the idea of checking it out for 3 weeks because it's purely experimental at that point. I mean, it's one of those things where if you feel like you want to play guitar, a lot of times it looks like so much fun, but then you play it, you realize how tough it is. Yeah. At that point, like you mentioned, you haven't invested $200-$300 or whatever the case may be in order to buy a guitar. You've just, you know, you've invested 2 or 3 weeks in playing it, and if you don't like it, you move on to the next instrument. So that makes plenty of sense, and I love how that's all evolved. I've got to ask you about one of my absolute favorite series that you guys have.
Oh, no.
Booking and Cooking. I know the last time we had you on, you told us all about Booking and Cooking. Number one, I love the name. Number two, you know, for those that listen to the show frequently, you know that we love talking about food. We do it quite frequently.
That's right.
And at the end of the month, the theme for this month's Booking and Cooking is picnics.
Oh, yeah. Who does not like picnic food, right?
Right. Everybody loves it.
So that's right. So this, you know, and you're right. This book club is probably, it's one of our most popular, and there's a big, huge reason why. Because not only are they talking about food, everyone is supposed to bring in food to share with everybody else. So, yeah, actually, I'm kind of thinking that I have to take, you know, some new updated photos, of course, from this group and probably go myself, right?
That's right.
But, yeah, so this is, yeah, the next one is picnics and... Again, it's just a great opportunity to come look at all the different various cookbooks that we have in our collection. And then what you're supposed to do is just bring, again, a dish based on the theme and then share it with everybody. So it's actually pretty delicious. And every time we have those book clubs, there's like a great smell that emanates from our gallery where they're having, you know, the discussions and things. So you should come out. Yeah.
So it essentially becomes a picnic then, doesn't it? If everybody's bringing a dish?
Pretty much, yeah. That's the whole idea. So, yeah, I mean, you don't leave hungry from our Booking and Cooking book club, that's for sure. So, but yeah, we have a lot of people that come, and we're always, you know, everybody's welcome to join whenever they would like. And just in case, in August, I'm kind of skipping ahead a little bit, but we'll be talking about different kind of salad recipes. As far as I'm concerned, you know, salad can have like, you know, meat or like a strawberry salad, whatever. There's like a million different kind of salads. So that's pretty good too. So we're still kind of in that summertime theme for food.
Okay. Very nice. Well, yeah. I mean, nothing says food in summer like a picnic. So they definitely go hand in hand.
That's right.
Shay, before we let you go, I want to give you the opportunity to tell us about some other programs that maybe we haven't touched on just yet. I mean, you guys have so much happening throughout the next 6 weeks and change here before we get back into the school year.
That's right.
Easy does it, kids. You're not in the school year just yet. You got plenty of time to enjoy your summer vacation. But for those that are looking for something to do before they get back into school, what other events and what other programs do you guys have?
All right. Well, I'm just going to point out that while we have a lot of music going on, we are kind of wild at the library. I'm sure, you know, everybody knows that that's what we're all about, being a little wild and taking down the hair bun and getting crazy. So I'm going to kind of talk about two of our programs that involve animals. We have our Back to the Wild program, and Back to the Wild actually is a wildlife rehabilitation center out of Castalia, Ohio. But we have a little connection at the library, and so we're going to have all sorts of really cool reptiles and birds, amphibians, and mammals and insects even coming to visit us on July the 14th. That's a Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And I don't know, animals always draw a big crowd. So that's one we're super excited about. And then the other one that actually, it may sound weird, but I think it's going to be very popular based on already the feedback we're getting on Facebook, is the Totes My Goats Pet a Goat program. Now, laugh if you will, but I seriously have had a couple hundred people on Facebook already like share this event and are super, super excited about it. So we have the Legacy Farms or Hickory's Legacy Farms out of Wellington, Ohio, they're bringing a bunch of their goats. And just kind of like what it sounds, we're going to have several goats running around outside at the library, and people can come and they can pet goats and they can get a selfie with a goat if they want. They can ask all sorts of questions about what goats eat and, you know, kind of what they do out at the farm on a regular basis, and just kind of have fun. So make new friends, cuddle with goats. I mean, what else could you want, right? I'm just saying.
There's not much more you could ask for. Goats are kind of the new hip thing, right? I mean, people are doing goat yoga and all.
I've actually done goat yoga. Yes, I took my kids and I, and we actually had goats jump on our back, and I have to tell you, it was really super fun. Like, they have goat kibbles that you've put in front of your yoga mat, and I'm sure we'll have goat kibbles here for the petting as well.
There you go.
So you really want to come out and not miss that, because actually it will be, I think, a lot of fun. So
Wait. Okay, so you got to explain, what exactly is goat yoga? What's the concept behind goat yoga?
Hey, this is about being zen with, you know, a bunch of furry little four-legged goats around. It's kind of your typical everyday type of yoga. You get your mat out, and then you're in a small area, and they basically let little goats run around, climb on you, and chew on your yoga mat and everything. And by the end of it, you know, everyone is just like, you know, you're just feeling very calm.
Okay.
So there you go. So that's about it in a nutshell.
You can't be angry with a little goat running around.
I know. They even have puppies now, too. Cat yoga.
Yeah,
so I'm just, no one's angry around little furry animals, right?
That's true.
So there you go.
I'd have a hard time focusing with puppies running around me. That would be a little bit tough.
But I know.
In other words, you're saying make sure you go to the Avon Lake Public Library on Friday, July 20th at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah. He's here all night. Don't forget to tip your waitress,
right?
So, come on out. You just visit www.alpl.org, and you can get a listing of all our really cool programs for the rest of the summer. And sign up if you would like. We hope to see everybody at some of our events here. So.
Awesome stuff. Well, Shay, this is a lot of fun as always. Thank you so much for coming in studio, and hopefully we'll have you on again as soon as we get into the fall.
Yes, that would be great. We'd love to come back.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.